Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 4, 12 to 16. Hebrews chapter 4, the verses 12 to 16. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. My theme for reflection is laid bare, yet loved. Laid bare, yet loved. When I was a child, my mother had a habit that both fascinated and terrified me. Whenever I tried to sneak a cube of sugar from the jar or deny responsibility for a broken glass, she would look at me with piercing eyes and say, "I can see right through you." I was convinced she had some kind of supernatural ability to read my mind. Of course, she didn't, but she knew me well enough to see past my flimsy excuses. In Hebrews 4:12 to 16, we encounter a God who does not just see through us metaphorically. He truly sees everything. His word is described as living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It cuts through our outer defenses, exposing the deepest thoughts and intentions of our hearts. Nothing is hidden from His sight. If we stop there, this truth is terrifying. We are used to presenting a carefully curated version of ourselves to the world, even to those closest to us. But before God, there are no masks nor disguises. Only the raw, unfiltered reality of who we are. And yet, here is the astonishing part. The same God who sees us in our most vulnerable, broken state invites us to approach Him with confidence. He doesn't just wield the sword of truth. He extends the hand of grace. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who, in every respect, has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Jesus, our great high priest, knows the weight of human struggle. He doesn't just observe our pain from a distance. He has walked through it himself. Imagine a surgeon preparing to operate on a critically ill patient. The scalpel in his hand is sharp and precise, cutting deep to remove what threatens life. But the goal is never destruction, the goal is healing. The Word of God works the same way. It convicts us not to condemn us, but to call us to something better. It lays us bare so that we might be clothed in grace. This passage calls us to a paradox. We are completely exposed before God, yet we are never more secure. We are fully known, yet fully loved. We come before a throne where justice and mercy meet, where we find not rejection, but grace to help in time of need. Augustine of Hippo once wrote, "God loves each of us as if there were only one of us." That means He sees the deepest parts of you, the struggles, the doubts, the wounds, and still calls you his son. So will you trust him enough to come honestly before him? Will you let his word do its work, not to destroy, but to heal? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there areas of your life where you resist God's refining word, fearing what it might expose? Number two, how does knowing Jesus as your sympathetic high priest give you confidence to approach God in prayer? Heavenly Father, you see me as I truly am. Nothing is hidden from you. Yet in Christ, I am not rejected, but welcomed. Help me to trust in your word, even when it convicts me, knowing that your goal is always my healing and transformation. Let me approach your throne with confidence, resting in the grace you so freely give. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.